This call is being recorded.
Yeah, let's get started. If Tomas joins later, we can catch him up. Who wants to scribe today? I think since Carol has to leave early, it's probably not a good idea to let him scribe. Tomas, would you mind?
Yeah, I can try.
That would be awesome. You know how it works, right?
It's not so good, but I will try my best.
Okay, just write the name of whoever spoke first, then a colon and what they said. Then the tool will make the formatting easy afterwards. Thank you very much.
When you want to speak, I can take over and scribe what you're saying.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Oh, when you want to say something, then I can scribe what you are saying, because it's hard to say talk and scribe at the same time.
Okay.
I can assist.
Cool. So let's get started with the current state of the specification and the vocabulary. This is an item that Carol put on the agenda, so we'll let him present him talk about it first. Carol?
Yes, while implementing Heracles reference client for Hydra, I've noticed that I'm implementing things that I couldn't find in the official specification or vocabulary I've labeled at the website. And I was wondering what's going on with this. So for instance, I've implemented a collection predicate. I wasn't aware of it or not fully, because it's not in the vocabulary. It's not in the specification neither. And Marcus pointed me to a discussion on GitHub or some other place that was 4 years old, stating that this is part of the specification. So I think knowing what exactly is in the specification could help.
Absolutely. Pavlik, you're next on the queue.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I think we may have discussed it and resolved with that we will add it to the namespace, but not necessarily try to update the spec at this time. If we look through the resolutions from past telecoms, I think we may have the discussion that we agreed to add it to the namespace already without trying to update the spec documents.
Yeah, I remember that we agreed on adding the members template predicate that way. And actually, I think I've got the pull request prepared somewhere on my local machine, so I'll try to introduce this one as soon as possible. But honestly, I'm not sure how many other things like collection or managers and stuff like this are sitting here and there waiting to be added. How to gather this knowledge? I'm not quite sure how to proceed with this.
Yeah, there was an action item on Tomas actually last year already to come up with a rough structure for the documentation, because we discussed this before and wanted to have something which is a bit more lightweight and easier to update. Like, I think the use case documents are a good first step, but something a bit more organized would help.
Even if you take a peek on the Hydra CG specifications on GitHub, you probably won't find all those stuff in the vocabulary I've labeled there.
That's probably true, yes.
So I think we shall start with updating the vocabulary on the GitHub, and then maybe we can talk about the documentation or specification. Because if the vocabulary is not up to date, think we are just blind. I cannot implement all the stuff if I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who would like to take a step at that? Any volunteers?
I can prepare or expand my pull request related to member template with other missing things, but I'm just not fully aware of what is missing actually. I'm aware of the collection predicate. I'm aware of the there was this predicate related to collections as well. Managers, I think it was the name.
Yeah.
But I remember there was another one bound with the members. I don't remember. So there are at least two predicates that I'm aware of that are not in the vocabulary. I don't know any other missing parts.
In general, there should always be an issue on GitHub which has the label resolved, but is still open. That's tracking stuff that we decided but didn't add to the specification yet. So that way it should be relatively easy to find this stuff. But I agree we should update it.
Okay. Because there are 78 issues on GitHub, from which 38 are closed. So roughly half of it is closed and half of it is open. So we would need to at least walk through the list and cherry pick what's maybe related or not. I don't know.
How many? Let me have a quick look. Label. Okay, there are only two with the label resolved. Here is the link. Find the right window. And one is basically what you discovered. It's the collection stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is about errors, and that's just an editorial change to say that we can give errors identifiers. So unless we missed something, I think that the vocabulary should be relatively up to date. But, mm-hmm. You know, there are obviously no guarantees.
Okay. Okay, so I'll try to hook it up in my PR and introduce it on GitHub.
Okay.
I'll take it on me.
Awesome. Should I assign you an action item?
Yes, please. So I can be accounted on it. Okay, this is the moment I will disappear for a while, so proceed with me without me, and then I think I should be able to get back in a few minutes.
Cool.
Thank you. Carol, you will edit, or who will extend the vocabulary?
I'll extend the vocabulary itself only. I think I've made a minor change to the specification regarding the member templates with some with a piece of text.
Okay, what Marcus was describing, but Marcus made already an action, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be back hopefully in 15 minutes or so.
Cool. Take your time, Carol. Then let's move on to the next item. I guess we should switch to the beginning of back to the beginning of the agenda, which was actions with explicit target, which is use case the pull request 154. Here's a link to it. It this driven by public, so public, please speak up.
Okay. First, I need to admit I didn't have that much time to work on it. Just tried to pick up in last days, but actually yesterday we had a fire here, like very near us, so all the plans went also off. But I added two comments, and I think I would like to get your opinion. I just added a comment if you look at the reviewable or however, that currently, like as we discussed, we would have to not reference directly the operation from the resource, but it would always, if we separate the action from the operation that kind of handles the action, we would probably most of the time have directly reference to the action, and the action will reference the operation, and the operation will reference back the resource. So we would have like those three things, like resource or collection, action, operation, and they would reference each other. But yeah, like again, we can frame it differently, but that would be one of the consequences for taking this approach.
Right, the alternative would be to keep referencing the operation and just point from the operation to the action, right?
Yes, that's also possible. Just versus then, yeah, again, like one can frame it either way. Just if people want to kind of treat it more like JSON, then maybe like bit less elegant, because you would have both action and operation reference. If some resource has both actions that are handled on a different resource and something that is handled directly on it, like for example, if we have a collection, then we could have an operation with post to create something, but also we could have an action with search or something like that. So then we would end up, like if someone tries to have it more like a JSON, not the graph view on it, you would need to check for both the actions and operations. And then if you have the create with put, then again, I think the interesting use case is if create with put and create with post work very similar. If we only reference actions, you would have a create action and it would be handled with operation. One would be post, one would be put. One would be pointed back to the same resource, the collection. The other one would point to the template, for example. Or we're saying, like, if we know already the URL that we can pre-assign to it in response, we can point to another resource. But this way, we will have kind of a bit more consistent way that we just look in actions for create, and then from there, we look how to handle that. If we kind of recommend that we reference both, sometimes we reference the action, sometimes the operation, I think that can get too messy and confusing, at least from my perspective. And of course, like one can frame the JSON however one wants, but I'm not sure if you should recommend to do it this way.
Yeah, that's a very good point. What do you think about deprecating operation altogether then, like in the current form, and perhaps use it just to point from actions to operations?
I do like it. Actually, that probably would be my preference. And I just have noticed there's another issue I need to take into account. When I was showing that one may want to handle search with a post, and then it seems also more clear. Again, it's going a little back to just the search as a property or search as the action. But again, currently I pointed to this issue. We didn't have a way, to show that it should be handled with post and or get on some URL. So I think I will take now time this week, maybe even today, the rest of the day, to investigate this a little more and reply to this issue. But my approach would be just to have an action and practically, if we want to even keep the operation as in a namespace, just define alias target and always in practice use the target, which underneath can be the reverse of operation if we don't want to break that. But I don't think for people who don't want to get into the RDF, they would probably rely on the context. So for them, it doesn't matter which is the actual direction of the property, which one is the alias for the reverse. So, but I think we should not use the operation directly in a kind of snippets that we put in use cases.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a bit on the fence whether, you know, we had the discussion on the pull request about naming. I'm kind of not too happy with any of the proposals so far. Like, they all seem fine-ish, but not very intuitive. So I wonder if we could get an easy way out by just saying, you know, by just saying we change what operation means and use it to point from actions to operations, and target would then be a completely different property, which just points from an operation to the actual target.
Okay. That would be, like, I think really breaking change, because that would be...
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we will completely change the meaning of the term, which, again, I think we could ask, like, if someone minds it, but, yeah, that would be, like, maybe a bit... If we want to do it, probably it's better to do it as soon as possible. So I think that's something we want to, like, send out to the mailing list. And if you like, you can write an action for me that I will point to this issue later today once I add more notes, and then I will ask on the mailing list if someone objects to break the semantics of the operation property and reassign a new meaning that will point from the action to the operation, not from the resource to the operation, and then mention the target that would relate the operation with the resource again, or different resource.
Yeah, I mean, it would really help if you could perhaps create a couple of examples which show that, like the search, for instance, and the other stuff you mentioned before.
Okay.
And then once we have that, like, it's easier to look at something concrete, and then we can, yeah, reach out on the mailing list as well, like, giving people a heads up that one of the proposals would be a breaking change, a quite drastic one. And like, if anyone is, you know, heavily opposed to that, they should speak up now.
Yeah, and also I think if we want to kind of make the search property archaic, that's also kind of, yeah, like for the linked data fragments, I guess that if we agree to some break some things in a way, that's probably a good time to do it at the same time, because they will need to update their implementations as well. And I think they're the biggest kind of adopter so far, from what I know at least.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I will work on it a bit today, and I probably will mostly have time on Mondays for Hedra-related stuff, like sometimes in the evening. I can check the issues on GitHub, but then I'll try by next Monday have something, so I can take another like half a day next Monday to maybe send out the email once I have something today, and we have it back and forth over the week. So I'll take this action.
Sounds good. I will assign you an action item then. Is there anything else we should discuss in under this topic? Or Thomas, do you have to add anything?
I just made a new issue. Is this, maybe it's just a question, or maybe something worse to discuss? Or is it related now to that last pull request?
No, if you want to discuss something else, we can do that too.
Didn't want to interrupt, but I wasn't sure if it's now about this issue. But I may... Okay.
We can discuss this now. No worries. Need to give us a quick intro to what this is about.
I was trying. The use case I had was data cubes, and I wanted to make dynamic slices with an Hydra API, and they have multiple data cubes. And so the ontology basically says, from a data cube, you point to a slice, and there you get then a slice which contains a number of observations. But The problem is that the data sets, they have a different structure, and so they expect a different input. So the expects would be different for each data set. And when I wanted to design it, then I noticed that how the structure currently is from supported property to property and then to the supported operation. It's basically designed that the property has, or the IRI of the property is used as the subject for all the supported operations. And therefore, it's only possible to define supported operations globally for property. So it's not possible to define a supported operation for combined like a class property operation. So if I want to have a different operation with a different input, I had to make a different property. So that's what I currently made. And but this is somehow difficult then for a client to understand, because the only way to make at the end the reference that this is again a slice is by defining that the slice is a subproperty, or I made some this new custom slices are subproperties of the data set slice. So my basic question is it by design that property has is globally has some supported operations, or should it be possible to have supported operations for properties for a specific class?
So whether it should be like that, I don't know, but it's currently by design that the property globally like has the same operations regardless of which class or which instance of which instance, which resource it is attached to. But I honestly, I'm not sure I fully understood the use case. So you have a data cube, right? You have instances of data cube.
Something happening. I'm coming. Hold.
And
but I think maybe a use case which would be much easier would be like you have comments and you allow some additional property, like if you have some special, if you have an object which is known that you add a comment, then maybe you can add additional properties for that comment. Like if you like on GitHub, you can connect it to a pull request or something like that.
Okay, I see public on the queue.
Yes, sorry for the noise. I mean, I think in RDF, properties have global scope. We don't have like property for the class. That's more like object oriented thing. So I'm not sure if we should have it different in Hydra and try to have this kind of more, I don't know, JSON schema approach where you define properties for classes. Like, Bergy, how do you see that difference, that while in RDF we have this like global notion of properties and any resource can use this property unless there's something disjoint and ranges kind of that can contradict things, you can use any property on any resource. This sounds a bit more like object oriented thing, that you would have different property per class. Like, how do you feel about that, Bergy?
Yeah, but I see it more like if you go into the Shackle direction, maybe there you can define shapes for which say for a specific class, if you use a property, maybe then you reduce the valid options a little bit more. That's more the way I was thinking of.
So what would it mean if you have a resource which is an instance of both classes? Would both operations apply then?
I But it's not about if I have a class, I don't have a problem. I think it's more when I have only when it's a supported operation connected to a property.
Right, but you have one class, like class A, right?
Yes.
And you have another class, which is class B. Both have the same property, and you want to point to a different operation, right?
Yes.
So you could have a resource, which is an instance of both A and B, and has that property. Like, which operation should that property then support? Both?
I was thinking if it's possible to have a operation connected to a property, then it would be in the context of the class. So I made an example. So in the issue, you can see there I show a structure which would allow to have the supported property directly connected to the supported properties. Then it would be possible, and then it would be unique.
Yeah, but you only show the classes, you don't show the instances of these classes. So I don't know what the expected behavior is for instances.
If they have both, I expect it should be possible then to have it also. Wouldn't it be possible to define also multiple operations already now with a property?
Yes. It's just, you know, like that's one of the questions we would need to resolve if we go down this path.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, isn't that the same use case then?
Maybe. Like I don't understand this use case yet, so I'm trying to poke at it to kind of understand it.
Yeah, so maybe a different use case because with the data set, I think it's more complicated. With the comments, I think maybe you have a comment to a car, then maybe you can say the model of the car or something like that to the comment. Or no, then you would know it from the car already. Maybe then you would add a comment in the color or something like that. But if you add a comment to something which doesn't have a color, then you would not even say that you want the color. But always it's a comment, and you always want to use the comment property.
Okay, so you have a resource and you point to a collection of comments, for instance. And in one case, you would like that comment to include a color, and in the other case, no color, right?
Yes, and that based on the class.
Okay. Yeah, currently what you would need to do is to inline that operation, so you couldn't attach it to the class or property. I don't really know is whether that's such a common use case.
So you think there's a different solution. So what I did, I basically made some, like with a comment, it would be like you add a comment car, and you have the normal comment, and to the comment car you add then this additional property to the expected input, and then with all you could describe that the comment is a subproperty, but this car comment is a subproperty of comment.
Yeah.
but that requires the client to understand all, and that's what I wanted to try to avoid.
Well, what you're kind of doing here is reinventing all. It's just, you just pick one case and make that one simple, but the more of these cases we introduce, the closer we move to all.
Yeah, but I really what I don't want is to make any inheritance of properties and so on. This is just really the workaround I made to get this behavior. But I think one other option would be to define all properties, or the structure, make it very big, and then with the shape based on the cloud, reduce it again. But I'm also not sure if this would be the solution, that it would really blow up all the classes.
Berg, yeah, I have a question looking at your snippets. I don't understand why you have method get and it expects something. Like, I thought that expect is mostly if you need to give some payload, but you don't have payload with get.
I'm not sure if I used it the right way, sorry to say, but the search for me is a little bit difficult. So I was using search and it defined the get operation. It doesn't really matter. I think the post operation would be the same or put, but that's what I did for, because I wanted a real instance of operation for my search. So I could attach additional properties, which is for my project, the Hydra box, which basically describes a Sparkle query, which will generate the result. So if you want to have a real world example, I can show you.
Do you think you could later also add to this issue? Because again, maybe the data cube is something you've been working with recently and it's a great real world use case. But if you do something like with the comments and colors, maybe it's also easier for like just for the conversation purpose. And once we get better idea, we can jump back into data cube, because again, to say honest, for me, I'm not familiar with slices on data cube,
yeah,
and so on.
Good, and then I will make an example with the comments.
Because here I see the expect is the main reason that you cannot get done what you want, because you want to have different expect when the operation is used on a property, when it's used on a different resource. That's what I understand. So
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe let's iterate on that offline. I don't think we can resolve this here, since neither Public nor I have seen it before. Is that fine, Thomas?
That's fine, yes.
Okay, cool. And welcome back, Carol, right in time. So we can move to your pull request, which is pull request 29. It's an implementation of use case 8, filtering events. Carol, you want to give us a quick update on that, given that you're back right in time?
Sure. So, generally speaking, this pull request is somehow stuck. The idea was to use some kind of a custom filter operation, not related fully to Hydra search and Hydra pretext query, and this was the attempt to implement what's missing in this scenario. And I'm not quite sure what needs to be done to proceed with this pull request to have it done. Actually, it was only me and Marcus who took who gave actually any feedback on this pull request. So I'm not sure how to proceed with
it. Is it only me or the sound is not very, very good?
I have the same issue. I
understand.
Okay, so let me repeat this.
Maybe can somebody else say something? Then I know it's my problem or it's
not your problem, Thomas. Okay. I hear Carol pretty weakly as well.
Okay, is it something that is persistent? Because I didn't touch anything actually, so I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know if your microphone maybe needs a tap or something.
Okay, maybe because I'm using Bluetooth. Maybe something's wrong with Bluetooth. Give me a second.
Connection
maybe seems
to be slow
connection. Maybe just dropping quality because of slow connection.
Okay, it might be. I think I cannot do anything about this. Wait a second. Maybe let me change the input device if it's not related to. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, much, much better.
Better.
Hello?
It's good now.
Hello, I can't hear you now.
Okay, we hear you very well, but... We're still hearing you.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Can you hear us, Carol? Carol? Doesn't seem so.
Hello?
Can you hear us, Carol?
Dear.
Can you hear us, Carol? Checking. Can you hear us? Earth to Carol. It sounded pretty good when you were speaking, but then you lost us. Technology.
Can you hear us? You cannot hear anything?
Keep trying. Mic check.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, I can hear you now. I don't know what's right. something happened awesome. To my Bluetooth device. Okay, doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm not sure which part you didn't hear, so let me start again. And the pull request is related to the use case about filtering events. And the idea was to introduce an operation, a templated one, that is not related neither to Hydra search nor Hydra free text query. And the pull request is an attempt to implement such a use case with all the changes that were necessary. And it got stuck with a few comments by Marcus. Now the community member have any chance to give any feedback on this. So I'm not sure how to proceed with this one.
I think there is a very easy way out.
Yep.
Already said in the pull request is to just change the description of the pull request to not be about use case 8, because use case 8 is about search and filtering, like those two properties, and you basically use a completely custom property, which is fine, but it doesn't address use case 8.
Let me just take a quick look on the on this use case.
Like in this, in what you implemented, the Hydra client wouldn't know that it is filtering. It's just, you know, looking for a relation, expand the target, fill in some variables, and execute that without knowing what it does.
So you mean the Hydra search semantics says that it's filtering? Am I correct?
The whole use case was about having something which allows you to express a filter and, you know, having the semantics of a filter.
Yeah. Okay, so I think the only issue with the pull request is that I've introduced this completely separate filter instead of Hydra search. Because yes. Everything else should fit exactly into the use case. Okay, now I understand now. So in general, Hydra search should say client that this is filtering.
I honestly wouldn't change it right now. Like I would just continue with your pull request, just change the description and whatever. Because the work public is doing till next time about actions, etc. May mean that we don't need search anymore, but we'll use an action which expresses filtering searching instead of that property, which would make everything much cleaner in general, I think.
Yeah, but
what you implemented is useful in any case. It's just not about this use case.
But the actions, I think I'm put a comment on this pull request by Pavlik, but I think the actions will the actions are changing the semantics. These are opposite to the operations. So
yes, you unfortunately
does it make operations obsolete, or how should we understand this?
No, it will complement them. We discussed this while you were away, sorry, so I'll try to catch you quickly up. So what actions will do is basically they will describe the semantics of an operation. So the operation just describes the HTTP request, basically. It tells you do a GET, you need this and that parameter and whatever. And the action describes what it actually means to execute that HTTP request. So it may filter something, it may add something to a collection, it may delete something, whatever.
Okay.
And one advantage of decoupling the two is that we could then attach actions to resources and have operations point to different targets much more easily. And there is one idea that Pavlik had which would make it uniform. It adds a bit of verbosity, I think, in some cases, but in others, I think it makes it much, much cleaner. So Pavlik got an action item assigned. He will come up with a few examples and discuss a few proposals, come up with a few examples, and then notify us on the mailing list and send a pull request so we can review it.
Okay, but still, I think if these actions won't make neither search nor operation obsolete, I think we should proceed with the pull request to reflect the use case 8, which uses Hydra search. So I think the easiest move for me now would be just to amend this pull request to reflect this Hydra search use case.
So what would change if we go with Pavlik's proposal is that we wouldn't need a search property anymore. We would have a search action or a filter action.
Are you going to remove this from the vocabulary?
If we decide to go with that proposal, likely. Because search so far has been underspecified anyway and didn't have clear semantics. But like, if you want to update it to use Hydra Search for now, that's another option. We can do that too. But
yeah,
as
because,
I said before, that might change.
Because this way, any kind of change to this pull request probably won't stand the time trial.
No, it will. Like, what you're basically implemented is that you can find a IRI template under a property that the client specifies. It doesn't know anything about it. You expand it, mm-hmm. and you get the result. That's completely valid. And
yeah,
definitely
weak.
Useful.
What, mm-hmm. Okay. So let's do this. As you said, I'll change the name of the pull request and the description, so we can merge necessary changes, and probably we'll need to give some quick use cases for actions, so we can implement those.
Public, I see on the queue.
Yes, I just wanted to check with Carol, like, did you use this kind of custom vocab property with as a kind of would like to add another property to the Hydra vocab for filtering, or you use it more that anyone can define any property and use it, and it will not be understood by the generic Hydra client, but the kind of domain-specific application that knows this kind of custom property, which can be shared in a smaller domain, will understand it. So just to better understand, which was your intent?
What we have actually agreed now with Marcus is usage of a completely unknown to Hydra itself custom predicate that just need to be literally discovered through the API and used in hard-coded
mm-hmm.
way, actually. So nothing generic.
Okay, makes sense.
That's why I'm keen to introduce some use cases that are would use those actions, so we can implement some generic client behavior.
Okay, I guess this unblocked the pull request, right, Carol? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll try to, I think I'll update as soon as this call is over, so we can proceed. And I'm looking forward for the actions discussion and use cases, because I think the use case 8 was the last one in the queue, I think. Oh, there's use case 9. But this actually is quite. It uses links. I think we shall wait with this use case for actions, because it may be affected by actions, I think.
Yes. Likely it will. Yes, that's
yeah.
True.
Because it uses method link and unlink. Probably this will be replaced with actions and their semantics, I think.
Yeah. So the last item we had on today's agenda was a follow-up on Tomáš action item with the rough structure for the documentation. I'm afraid we lost Tomáš somewhere along the way, like he didn't join the last couple of telecons.
Yeah, I think he was somehow busy with private stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Does someone else want to take this over and drive it till Tomáš is back? Or should we put it on hold for now?
Let me contact Tomáš, because I've got his phone number. I'll just try to call him and ask what's going on. And then maybe I'll come back to you through email.
Okay, that sounds good too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you very much, Carol.
No problem.
Is there anything else anyone would like to discuss today? We still have six minutes.
Are there any chances for use cases using actions?
Chances that someone creates some, or what do you mean by chances?
Or modified use case 9 to use the actions? I don't know, just wondering.
Yes, I will work on this week. Like I already like posted a comment. I don't know if you've seen this pull request with actions, like how the update resource will look like. That, you know, it's operation on the same resource, but actually it needs to reference it from the operation if you want. And then I will look at the other ones. I will update this request, pull request today, later, and then work on the other ones, like how all the use cases will look using actions, including number 9. And also there's this issue where I posted search with post. So I will also update that issue. So for this week, I don't want to take anything else. I will focus just on the how to things will look if we use the actions and operations separate entities.
How the actions would change the use cases that are already implemented, especially those related to creating event with put, creating new event, updating event.
Mm-hmm. So the one of the things would change that I hope it will be easier to kind of discover the operation, the action, no matter what operation it's used to handle that. So I especially will focus on the case where we have the create with put and create with post, that we will still look for the add and create action. And I think here sometimes can be if adding existing resource would be just add. If we create resource and add it, that would be probably both add and create, like one type of action that combines those two types. Mm-hmm. But then they would only differ which operations handle that. So in one use case with put, we'll have exactly the same discovery. The client will just say, find me add action that also creates a new resource. And then it will, from the action, it will see, okay, how I can perform this action. And then it will say, okay, in this case, it's with put on that template. With this case, it's with post on the collection itself. But it will have explicit targets in both cases. So if you like, I can focus on that today. So today, you know, by end of my day, you will have the, for tomorrow.
Don't be so hasteful. Don't be so hasteful, because I don't think I will have any chance to grab the use case by tomorrow.
Okay.
But having this in next few days probably would give me a chance to grab these. Anyway, is it okay to assume that the client's API should move towards actions? Because currently we are using operations collections, and I was thinking that now we shall focus on actions, and the operation, it will be just a description of a physical request. Am I correct?
I would assume so, yes.
Okay, so the API will change, maybe not drastically, but it will be a bigger change, a breaking change. But I can live with this. Charlie,
maybe it doesn't even have to be a breaking change. It could just be an additional method. Like currently you can search for operations. Maybe we just need something else which allows you to search for actions.
Okay. I'll think it over.
Actually, I don't think you would search for operations anymore, because the meaning of what it does would be in action. So in practice, I think you would search for action. Once you find an action, you will just from action see how to perform it, like how to handle it. So I don't think you would ever search for operations, because again, if we don't want to search for the HTTP method, from now on, the operation would just have type Hydra operation and some methods and maybe what it expects. But I mean, it may be a case that you may want to search for operation that expects something, but we still like we're not sure if that's more to the action operation that was kind of a bit ambiguous. But possibly you should always search from now on. If we introduce actions, you should always search for actions, and then just look at operations to see how to handle those actions. But again, we need more snippets. So I will work on that today to, mm-hmm. to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
But expect maybe one of the kind of things that it's not clear where it fits if we separate those two.
The funny thing is that from code point of view, current implementations, current implementation of the per operation, it's quite close to the action itself because it already has the target property. So I think it won't be a bigger effort to move towards the actions. Just the only thing is I will need to understand the semantics of it. So I will take a closer look on this pull request.
Yeah, but now the operation would have a target. The action mm-hmm. the action will point to operation, and the operation would have explicit target.
Exactly, exactly. And this is what's happening now in the code, within the code of the Heraclius client.
Okay.
Okay, goody goody. Sounds like a plan.
Cool. Anything else we should discuss? We're pretty much out of time, but if someone has some last thoughts or things to share.
No, I don't think so. Let's go to work.
Okay, in that case, thank you everyone for joining and talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, bye. Thank you very much then.
Thanks, Ricky, for subscribing. See you next week, in 2 weeks, and on GitHub.
Cheers.
Bye.